Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Pesachim. Having discussed in the previous Mishnah the qualifications of what you can use for matzah, we are now in Mishnah Vav going to discuss what you can use for the mitzvah of Maror. There is, of course, on the night of the Seder, on the first night of Pesach, going along with the Korban Pesach, a mitzvah to eat Maror, bitter herbs. So, ve'elu yirakos she'alim yotzei b'emidei chovas Pesach. These are the vegetables that can be used for the mitzvah of matzah, for the mitzvah of maror at the night of the Seder. And the Mishnah lists five specific vegetables. Bechazeres, chazeres is lettuce. Beulshin is chicory. Uvetamcha, which is endive. Ubecharvchavina, which is field aringo. It's a vegetable of some kind. Uvimoror, which is, moror is the broad category of bitter herbs, but also there is a specific form of vegetation, that is known or was known at the time of the Mishnah as moror, as its personal name. And that refers to probably the common sow thistle. And so, these five are listed specifically in the Mishnah. In fact, the Gemara explains that it's not just these five. It's things that are bitter. Other things that are bitter can also be used. But these are the five listed in the Mishnah. These can certainly be used. So yotzin bahem, bein lachin, bein yibeshin. These, you can use them to fulfill your obligation, whether they are moist or whether they are dried out. Aval lo kavushin velo shalukin velo mevushalim. But they must be fresh. They could be dried out fresh, but they must be fresh and not pickled or stewed or boiled. Umitzdarfin lekazais, and they can be combined. That is to say, you don't need to eat a full kazais of one of them. You need to eat a kazayis of moror in order to fulfill your obligation. But you could eat, let's say, a half a kazayis of lettuce and another half a kazayis of chicory. And those would combine to fulfill your obligation. The yotzin bekelach shalehem, and the Mishnah says you can really only fulfill your obligation with the stalks. What are we talking about here? We had said previously that it could be moist or dried out. So we're qualifying that. It could be moist or dried out. That's true for stalks. If it is the stalk of the vegetable, vegetation, really, the chazeres, the ulshin, the tamcha, or any of the others. If it's the stalk, then you can use it even if it's dried out. But you could also fulfill your obligation with the leaves. And if you fulfill your obligation with the leaves, then they have to be moist. And so when we said, you could use them whether they are moist or dried out, the leaves have to be moist. The stalk could be either moist or dried out. And that's what we say here, bekelach shalehen, when it is dried out, it must specifically be the stalk and not the leaves. And just like we said by matzah in the previous Mishnah, you can also fulfill your obligation of moror with any of these vegetables that are uvidmai, that they are possibly tevel, safek tevel, that you bought them maybe from an am haaretz, and you don't know if the chum was taken or not. Uve meiser rishon shinlita chumaso, and in meiser rishon whose chumas meiser was taken, even if, as we said, in certain circumstances where the chuma gedola was not taken, if the levi came to collect before mirach hakri, before the end of the processing, uve meiser sheni vehekdesh sheniftu, and with meiser sheni and hektesh that were redeemed, even if you did not yet pay the chomesh that you have to pay. We explained those in greater detail in the last Mishnah, those qualifications of demai meiser rishon shenil trumaso meiser sheni vehektesh sheniftu, but just as they apply to the grains of the matzah, they would also similarly apply to the vegetation of the mitzvah of moror.